Yes, yes, people, it's the Burmsey's Grime Show. Yeah. Me and myself, Birmingham Rude Boy, back with Earl Grills. Jeez. And a very special, special guest, Scar City himself.
Yeah, what's good, man? Thanks for having me, I appreciate it.
Yes, lad, are you good, man? Little while, we've known him for a little while still, so...
Real talk.
I was watching Scar, I've been listening to Scar City, yeah, for a little while, and I didn't even know it was him.
And he's our mate.
And he's our mate, yeah, and then...
My mum said the same thing.
Even his mum, you see, this is what I'm saying, man. Yeah, so, yeah, 2 years later, I'm watching him, and then on YouTube, in my room, sitting there. I said, hang on a minute, that's... My brethren, you get me? I don't even want to say his name.
I was like, nah, it's not. He goes, oh, nah, listen close to his voice. And I said, you know what? Yeah, do you know what? Probably is.
Yeah.
And it turned out, yeah, it was.
And then, and now he's here.
It's a madness.
And we're in, like, Corona lockdown.
Literally breaking news, actually, breaking news. And before we start as well, rest in peace, Depps, as well. Because, obviously, since we... been a while since we've seen him.
Yeah,
I'm gonna bring up what I'm gonna bring up is the latest one. That's what I wanna get.
Yeah, so we're trying to get you some up to date, you know, corona news.
Information, there's a lot of panic going on at the moment, especially with the shops, people, and yeah, as you can see all over social media, it's a bit chaotic at the moment.
Yeah, so we've got, you know, we're going to talk about the virus in China, in Italy, you know, the UK lockdown.
And things to actually expect from this lockdown, like not the gossip, the memes, the clickbait, you know what I mean, trying to scare people to make them think it's the end of the world. The actual realities of what a lockdown would involve.
Lads, do you know anyone with coronavirus?
Oh, do you know what? I really don't. I know a lot of people have been... people are starting to think more cases because of symptoms. So now the government's ruling is anyone with a cold symptom is... You quarantine yourself for 14 days. Yeah. So now people are saying, oh, when they've got a cold, oh, my friend's quarantined now for 14 days. So now everyone's like, oh, well, he's got corona. So now... He's got corona, next person gets corona, suddenly, but it's all symptoms. But in actual regard to snowing anyone, I don't.
Nah, not okay.
So, today, the Prime Minister orders pubs, restaurants, gyms, and other, like, kind of communal.
All social places, where all the kids are going to go in large gatherings.
Yep, to close across the UK.
But with the shops and all the food getting taken and the panic buying, do you not think that that was a massive way of actually spreading the disease as a whole? Like group gatherings is what they told us at that time not to do. But there's like thousands, hundreds of people outside the shops gathering.
And I think this is what they're saying, why it's going to be such a pandemic, because it takes a certain amount of time for it to show.
So
we never know what it's going to be like in the next couple of weeks.
But London's peaking as well at the moment. London's got nearly 1,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus.
Okay, so it's going up quick.
And I'm wondering if it has something to do with the fact that people wasn't actually being off the streets as much, so was panicking, do you know what I mean? Running around, doing all sorts of mad stuff, do you know what I'm saying?
So do you think Boris Johnson sort of put London on lockdown quicker?
I think what it is that because of all the misleading, and let's be honest, trying not to panic people, and nobody, it shows that people don't trust the government as it is right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, the way people are panicking, the government's saying there's no shortage of this, but people are not listening to them. They're still going out and panic buying, aren't they? And then, so yesterday Boris Johnson was like, we're not going to have certain restrictions, we're not going to go to this stage. 12 hours later,
so let me ask you a question then. If you was to panic buy, what would be the three items that you would jar for off the shelf, innit? Straight away,
You live with?
Yeah, you're running to Tesco now, smash the few people up, trying to get your way. What would
allegedly
smash the people up?
Hypothetically.
That's it. Hypothetically, smash the few people's heads in. What were the three items you'd grab and throw in your shopping trolley?
Gonna need some coffee for the apocalypse.
Okay, the coffee for the energy.
Toilet roll, obviously.
We'll go for free each.
You go. I said B day.
You do your free. So you're saying coffee?
Coffee. Boy. Go have a biscuit, I suppose.
Whoa, man, went coffee and biscuit. Wow, you're looking not too. You're looking.
Nah, bro, that got you're looking many a hostel days. Day. Coffee and okay, a biscuit, bro. No, no, in the morning. So, that.
So let's
get you through that morning, bro. The end of the world.
Let's confirm this. So far, Scar City has gone for coffee as one, biscuits and it. Okay, so.
These things that say not no one, bro, good. So I'm going for it.
Okay, your last one. Your last one then.
I need a bit of protein and that's good.
Okay, so what would that be in the form of?
You have to be like some drumsticks, I suppose.
Okay, chicken. So some drumsticks. So you've gone for chicken drumsticks, biscuits, and
you
coffee.
Know what? You could live okay. on.
No, but the coffee's
on
a bit of a peak. Once I have the coffee with the biscuits, because coffee and biscuits is not a good combination.
I would think that you'd either pick coffee or biscuits, but you pick them both.
I know.
It's a mistake. I'm not, but, you know.
I'm not dipping my biscuits in the coffee.
Onto Reese now. What three items?
I would just have to go into survival mode and say water, pasta.
Yeah. You're gonna last longer than
water and pasta. I've lasted longer.
I'll give you some of my chicken for some of your pasta.
Yeah, that's all right. Still,
there you go. We're pulling. So you get all the pasta. Okay. I'll get the chicken, and then what?
True.
So what else? You got one more. You got water. You got pasta.
And you know what? As well, water and pasta. I don't know. I'll have to go for some like toothpaste or something and that, man.
Oh, okay. I don't need that morning breath in your pasta.
Yeah, apocalyptic zombie morning
especially
breath.
Especially if you're like quarantined with a young lady or something.
Yeah.
So you've got water, pasta and toothpaste. Okay. What I'd pick, I'd probably have to pick water as well. You've got to pick water. Because I don't think Scar City is going to last too long, gonna have to be fair. You know what? We might give him a glass of water when he's on his last breath. And
but
that
I can't document the apocalypse. I need coffee to keep me awake.
Yeah, to keep.
Shit.
Well, hopefully his subscribers will send him in a little parcel and that.
Yeah, feel free to drop him by drone, Call of Duty style. Send him a town. No one's there.
So, I pick water. It's got to be some canned goods in it, so I'll go with. I won't go with beans, because I reckon everybody will have beans. I'll switch it up a little bit and go for spaghetti.
What about them dodgy breakfasts in a tin? Nah, every single type of thing in a tin. What is actually in there, though?
Right, some sausage.
You wouldn't even want to know, man.
But you know what? If it was coming to the world, end of the world, then you had some of them.
A scrad.
I wouldn't pick it myself, but nah, I'd pick spaghetti.
Okay, so.
Ravioli.
The number of cases in the UK as of today, this is the 20th of March, as of 9 a.m. We're now on 7 p.m. but you know they update it every day. So we've had 66,000 people that have been tested in the UK. For example, people with coughs or might think they've had it, which of 62,993 were confirmed negative and 3,983 was confirmed positive, and 177 patients in the UK who have tested positive for coronavirus have died. So
we've seen a rapid increase real quick.
Yeah, it's been a rapid increase. Yeah.
So do you think it was wrong for Boris Johnson not to lock down so quick?
They've got the scientists, they've got the millions of pounds of researchers, analysts. It was the Imperial College London that actually discovered the extent of the outbreak in Wuhan in China originally.
Okay.
So we've had that early insight very early on. So, of course, it's difficult to say, in logic, in hindsight, maybe it would have been a wiser thing, but also the
you
fear.
You think they've analysed it?
I think that they were scared because people have this perception that lockdown means they can't do anything.
You think that's what's led to the panic buying?
100%. Because look at the other countries that have gone into lockdown. All you have to do is look at every single condition, what they've done, and then why is England going to impose any more than what, say, China or Italy has done? Do you know what I mean? Like, we're democratic in stature, do you know what I'm saying? So, for example, Italy, at no point was people not allowed to go shops. No point. Shops are full in Italy. No one's panic buying. Do you know what I'm saying? What you can see on the news every other day, everyone is calm as hell. Do you know what I mean? Going in one by one. That's another thing as well. one by one into the supermarkets in Italy. How about that?
Okay.
Instead of 100 by 100 arguing, spitting at each other while they're shouting and screaming in the, I mean, over toilet roll and stuff.
Shopping for coronavirus.
Do you want to know? Literally? Do you want to know the overall cases in the world?
God.
So there's been 270,000 cases. Yeah, this is as of 20th, the 20th of March. Yeah, right up to the dot. Yeah.
Where's the most cases in the world? Is it Italy now?
It's Italy. Actually, I don't know whether it's the most cases, but I know there's the most.
But
deaths.
There was a lot of cynicism, or what, if that's the right word, for like the Chinese documentation of deaths. People believe that there was more documenting more. Them as much.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they said there's 270,000 cases, 11,276 deaths, and 90,603 recovered. Okay. And then there's 168,000 currently infected patients
in the world.
In the world, yeah.
Okay.
160,648, which is 95%, are in mild condition, and there's 7,798, which is 5%, in serious or critical. So,
it shows. So we're seeing the same numbers now that SARS did. That was the last big virus that, like, killed people in the world was SARS.
Yeah.
And there was another one called MERS, and both of them are actually coronaviruses too.
Okay.
Seven strains of coronavirus, and SARS, MERS, all of them. You see how this affects the lungs?
Yeah.
So did SARS. It was like respiratory syndrome or whatever. So they all affect the lungs, and this actual virus has two different strains too. So that's going to make the vaccine even harder. To formulate.
Okay. I'm looking at this graph, and the cases since January the 22nd, it's just going straight up. So
nobody's obviously abiding by social distancing.
Yeah.
We seem to have. I think this has highlighted the fact that we do have, let's be honest, like probably bad general hygiene in this country. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even before that, there was doing surveys where they'd reveal that, like, McDonald's screens were covered in crap. Do you know what I'm
saying? 90% of them.
Yes, all had feces on. And, like, it didn't faze anyone, did it? Like, people were still good. Like, we're still, in some reason, as to why, like, we just, like, oh, well, if we don't get it, we're not going to get it. It's not going to be us, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we
someone ends up with someone, though, doesn't it? Be getting ill.
But it's not necessarily even us, our age group, we're not the danger ranges, but we could pass it on to then someone else. You could go home to your nan thinking, I'm alright, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm bloody blah, and then pass it on to your nan. And
coronavirus nan, innit?
There you go, exactly, and no one wants to do that. You know what I mean? I'd like to think in the city, so be careful and think about your nan.
Yeah, innit? Because your nan's thought about you all your life, your brat.
She's thought about you.
So when you're not self-contained, to think about your grandmother.
When you was going to school and she was sending you with the tissue down your sleeve, and waving all the way down the road, and then you're gonna come back and give her coronavirus.
You
need to wash your hands. Shame on you.
Wash your hands, Dave.
It's not hard to understand, like, Jamaican grannies, isn't it? Do you know what I mean?
I said Jamaican grannies. Okay.
One more. Wash your hands.
You're non Jamaican. Scarcity is non Jamaican, actually.
Scarcity.
No, I'm looking at Scar City now. And I always thought he was a white lad, you know. But he's not.
He's Mexican.
He's a Mexicano.
Do you know what? It's actually a big debate on the channel as well. People don't actually, like, not 100% know what race I am.
I know.
Some people think I'm Asian.
Yeah. I think more so, it's probably Polish.
Now, most Polish.
Yeah, I thought Romanian. I did.
Honestly,
I just thought, you're Birmingham, but when I seen you, I thought straight away, Albanian. So,
hold tight, the Albanians. Big up all the Albanians and Halbanians as well. Like, there's a lot of Halbanian fans that message me. They want me to cover Halbanians.
What's a Halbanian?
Halbanians are basically a notorious group that's been well documented by the tabloids and that for using drug money to make music videos. That's what the Sun says they do. You get me?
Okay, yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh at them.
Oh yeah, yeah. Hold on.
I take that back.
And they make music sound like they make music real popular, viral videos, etc. And there's a few cases online, and that I'm definitely going to do something about them in the future.
Yeah,
we could talk about them in the future or something. It's good, obviously.
What's the likelihood of them chopping us up?
They always message me to talk to get me to talk about.
Okay, so your life is in danger. So what's going on with this corona?
I'm just reading this update. It's updated today that the death toll from the outbreak in Italy leapt from 627 cases to 4,032 on Friday.
Is that in Italy? Do you think it's because Italy's got a like a sort of older population from, because they sort of look after their older.
They live longer too.
Better diets,
there's more sun. Do you know what I mean?
4,000, that's a lot actually.
It is.
Do you think that's the most deaths in the world?
It's overtook China.
Like you said though, I think that does have definitely a factor to the age of the population.
I think that's what it might be, isn't it? Because they've got people over there, man, they live to 100 years old, man.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I mean?
They love them. Like Mediterranean diets and that long life and all that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Olive oil for the joints.
That's the one,
Olive oil for the joints.
By the sea as well, man.
I'd move over to Italy. I would like to move to... No, not now.
I'd move globally
after the corona.
After the apocalypse.
So if you had to be anywhere in the world to like kind of self isolate, where would you say?
I'm saying Iceland, bro.
Iceland.
That matters, alright. That just accept that I'm never gonna tan again. just move.
So you're saying Iceland?
Yeah, definitely.
What are you saying? Oh.
For isolation, you can't get more isolated.
Paradise Island maybe, yeah?
Yeah, but everyone's going to pick Paradise Island, so you're going to go there and be like, no one's going to pick
Iceland. You're saying everyone that's going to guess is going to be
reckon maybe,
can't it? Yeah, no one wants to go to cold place. They're going to go to the island, spread the virus, everyone's going to die and get AIDS as well. And then no Johnnies are going to be there, so everyone's going to be having unprotected Love Island sex, isn't there?
What are you saying there now? I'm thinking Canada. Myself.
Canada?
Why would you say that?
Canada's cool.
It's vast.
Because it's big.
Yeah.
It's big. I think if I had a gun out there and like a little truck, I think I'd be all right.
The laws would be different over there. You know what?
Like Ricky walking.
I'm going to say Birmingham, because then everyone, when they have the wish to transport somewhere, they're going to fuck off. So I'll be the only one in Brum.
Okay, smart.
You get me? Smart. My face just morphed into the Roll Safe face. You know what, RS?
Roll Safe.
Smart. Should see my face.
Okay,
right now.
So anything else we want to talk about today while we got Scar City here?
Too much, mate.
Scar City, what would you say was the best advice that you would give people dealing with this like crisis at the moment? What would be the Scar City advice?
Fucking not to panic at all, because there is nothing, and any information you get, try and get as much information from as many sources as possible. Don't just trust one bit of information. Try and get as much as you can, so you can get as much of a picture as you can. But the main thing being is just don't panic, because that's nothing is accomplished from panicking. Do you know what I mean? There's no situation you could be in life where panicking helps the situation. Correct me if I'm wrong. Like a bad situation. Is there any benefit?
Being
scared. Panicking. Okay. Fear is different to panicking.
Okay. Even if you're running out of building, it's better to just walk fast, isn't it, than fucking trample over everyone.
And your wits don't work as much when you panic.
Because
you're trying to, when you're running away from places.
So you're saying don't panic. What's your advice?
I'm just saying just enjoy it. Just enjoy it while you can, end of the day, I think, just enjoy it while you can.
I've been self-isolated since 2008.
you're on about the self-isolation or in general?
Just in general, just everything. Just go outside, just breathe it in.
So don't panic, enjoy the corona.
Just enjoy it, man.
And I'll say, straight up, wash your hands, you dirty pig.
Basically.
So, have we got any more to say about corona? We're not experts.
I'll just say one more thing. It's not, you see the drink, corona, it's not that
It's not their fault.
Do you know what? Do you reckon they've lost or benefited from this? And I want to look this fact up as well.
You know,
someone's got to have bought this as well. I think they've benefited. I think because people have been using it as a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been doing all these like buying it, jokes and drinking Corona because they want to be associated to it.
Yeah, but how many people have avoided it?
How many times are you going to do that joke, bro?
Oh, bro, come on. The internet fucking does it.
We will see. I don't think they've benefited from it. Because think about it now. Think about it. There must be a loss to the beer industry in general. Do you know what I mean? Because everything's getting shut down, so I can't say that they're gonna really take it.
So yeah, it's probably as
we'll see anything.
But across the board, though, I reckon they're benefiting more than some then.
All
the beer companies are lost.
Yeah, because they're a major company. Anyway, gonna wrap it up now. This was the Berms is Growing podcast, back to back with Scar City, two fastest growing channels in the UK. So get to know. So it's one of them ones, It's going to be a regular,
Don't forget to follow, show support, share it.
Do your YouTube intro, just to gas man's up and that.
Yo, please don't forget to like, comment, share.
Let me say subscribe.
I want to do this clean and hygiene thing. Someone did a comment earlier saying, please don't forget to like comment, clean and hygiene.
Wash your hands. Yeah, go on then.
Do a Corona version then.
No, I'll have to work on that.
Okay. So. Yo, and that was the Berms are Growing podcast. Yo, lock into the next one. Regular ting.
Doing Corona version.
Corona update. This is the part one. Corona update. You get me? We're going to come back with some more facts.